When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to the family with
Ralph Toby Basham, MD, Hack Master.
Rasmussen.
There we go.
That's Brad Rasmussen.
And Andy Brampernard.
And Catherine Cheesley. You better get on home. Cheesley. We'll be right back. Kick things off, the family. Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who've been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your, all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant. Dougie, what's new at my favorite Nissan stores?
Well, now that everybody's back from vacation, we can finally get to work.
Yeah, easy there, gunpowder.
Hey, at least you only took a week. J-Lo was gone darn near a whole month. Poor Dan Rush. Anyway, we got some great things happening at Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville. Read this, and you can add that cool DJ voice if you want to.
It's 2020 closeout month at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan. Giant discounts and 0% for 60 months on all remaining 2020s. You also get Walser Care, a 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty for free.
Ah, music to my ears. I love the sound of a good DJ in the morning. But wait, there's more.
For the first time ever, you can get 0% for 60 months on the all-new 2021 Rogue. The 2021 Rogue is bigger, better, and faster than ever before. For more information on 0% interest on all these great vehicles, check out Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville and tell them Tommy sent you.
I'll just cut out the last bit.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, president at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Mike Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a community bank based right here in the Twin Cities, we believe in taking the time to get to know our customers and their businesses.
And part of that is hiring and cultivating a team of experienced lenders. When your business banks with us, you're not training in a new, inexperienced banker.
In fact, our bankers have worked with many of the same customers for years, earning their trust. We get to know you and your business, and you get to know and rely upon us.
When your business is looking to capitalize on an opportunity or solve a problem, we'll be here to help you.
Tom here. I know Brad and Mike, and I trust that with my banking, they've personally delivered on everything they've just said. So why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I got to ask, because Dr. Basham is here, we have a doctor in the house.
Psychedelic drug shows great promise for PTSD sufferers. Therapy assisted by MDMA, also known as ecstasy, could be approved by 2023. What's that all about?
MDMA is like ecstasy?
Micro dosing would be my guess. Because that helps people with severe anxiety and OCD and stuff.
They've been saying this for like 50 years.
Yeah.
So 50?
So I could see that.
So serotonin release helps you if you're depressed. There you go.
You got to do the clock, Andy.
Well, that's kind of what it sounds like to me, is that you know, you get a little serotonin release. Hey, well, life's not all that bad. You know, maybe I can work through this. You know, and it could really help. But that's been, they've talked about this forever. And
they have.
And as far as psychedelics go, and any illegal drug or class one drug, you know, the thing about it is, I think this could help. And then people do clandestine kind of studies elsewhere. But, but the American government says, oh my God, this is the worst thing in the whole world. This is a class one drug. We couldn't do this. We can't get any good research to tell whether it really does work, because they don't want to, because it's illegal. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's just a bit like the safety of marijuana. Oh, marijuana's safe. It's just a safe drug. Well, we just don't know that, because it hasn't been studied extensively. We don't really know what chronic smoking does with marijuana. And when it gets in the hands of big tobacco, you know, those cigarettes are going to burn fast. I'll tell you that. There might be some additives in those joints.
Yeah, there's a possibility.
Have Tim on the phone.
Nice.
Tim Lammers, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing, Timmy?
I am well. Thank you very much, Tommy. First thing I want to say, Catherine, is Catherine there?
No, she's late as always.
Oh, we don't know where she is.
Ah, well, I was just going to say, you know, God bless your mother-in-law, Tommy.
Yeah, it was a tough deal, man.
And father-in-law, I heard of you had the services on Friday.
Yep.
So, you know, just letting you know, I'm thinking of you, you know.
Well, that's very nice, yeah.
Tough deal, man.
Yeah, he was quite the man, you know, highly decorated soldier in World War II, and he's crying and talking about how he doesn't know how his wife put up with him all those years. It was very, very sweet and very strong. It was great.
So heartbreaking to hear about that. So, but, yeah, you're right, too. I heard you talking on the queue about them being together for 70 years.
Yeah. Well, she died at 96, and he's 95 now in October. So.
Yeah, he's going to be turning 95 this year.
That was 70 years in a row.
Yeah, exactly. 70 years in a row.
Consecutive years.
It is true. It is absolutely true. But, yeah.
So shifting gears to something lighter that I don't know if any of you will appreciate as much as me, because I'm such a big geek. Happy Star Wars Day!
May the fourth be with you. That's right.
Yeah, on the heels of Pi Day, I know, but it was just a month later.
Yeah.
Oh, and tomorrow is our Cinco de Mayo. Get the cerveza out. Carta Nevada.
We all celebrate different things. I've never celebrated Cinco de Mayo.
Well, it's not as meaningful as people who originated in Mexico. It's a bit like them celebrating 4th of July.
Yeah, sure.
Cinco de Mayo, I mean, it's not even really that big of a deal in Mexico, because it's not Mexican Independence Day. Most people think it is, but it's not. It's the battle of some place. Hold on.
But it led to there. But it was sort of like
that.
It was the turning point of Mexican independence.
Let's see. The Battle of Puebla during the Franco-Mexican War.
France stirring up trouble yet again. What a
French
shock
in
fashion.
There trying to nothing but trouble.
Nothing but
losers.
No, Mexican independence actually happened 50 years before the Battle of Puebla.
Really?
So I don't know why exactly that battle was decided. That's the big deal battle, but
what were the French doing there?
The Franco-Mexican War. I'm guessing
why were the French there?
I'm guessing they wanted Mexico.
Well, they had no colonies anywhere near there, except Guadeloupe, Martinique.
That's true, they didn't.
They did come to Canada and America.
Yeah.
They fought in Canada, North America, South America. They fought all over the damn place.
Central
America.
Apparently Mexico owed some debts. France decided, we're just going to take your country.
We're going to put you in debtor's prison.
Yeah, basically. But then I don't think they won.
No, I don't think they did, since they speak Spanish.
Not French.
Right.
It's all true, ladies and gentlemen. So In any case, by the way, Mr. Lammers, we've been following your lead. Mayor of Easttown is really good. She is. Kate Winslet is amazing in that show.
Isn't she, though?
She's great.
I love it when actors, well, you know, and she can afford to, you know. You can take on different roles. You can just kind of, in a way, let yourself go. And I don't know if you see the similarities that, you know, I think that, I really think she's kind of going a Frances McDormand sort of
I don't give a crap route. Yep.
With the character, you know, very devoted to what they do, but just kind of blunt and just, you know. You know, obviously she has some problems too, that big problems that she's dealing with personally. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a really, really interesting show. I don't know, have you seen, now there are three of them. The third episode aired Sunday. I thought the third episode was maybe the weakest of the three, especially with the way they set up at the end of episode two. There was kind of this reveal that, uh-oh, something, her ex-husband may be involved in something. And,
right.
You know, but it's one of these shows, it's a murder mystery, just to kind of boil it down, where everybody is suspect, it seems, right?
Yeah, especially in that town.
Yeah, and it's a town where everybody knows everybody else. So it's really interesting and really, I don't know, you know, again, I'm not from the, I would love to see what Mike Bryan would think of it, you know, being from the East Coast, you know, whether you, that has that sort of feel. The interesting thing about it is I texted Mike, I said, got to see the show, Mayor of Easttown, and he said, I'm not a fan of Kate Winslet. Never was.
What?
Who is not a fan of Kate Winslet?
Exactly. Get rid of Michael Bryant. That's it. Yeah, he's out.
Mike, call in, damn it.
Just consider this. Consider the source. Just consider
the source. What's the matter with you? You can act like a man.
You can act like
What's
a man.
What's the matter with you? Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. I, you know. So that authenticity certainly seems to be there. You know. Again, not really. Never have. Obviously, living on that. On the East Coast. It just seems like, yeah, I don't know, man, is this the package deal? Everything is there in that show for me.
Yeah, I agree. I think the show is really good. I think she's terrific. I think Guy Pearce is fantastic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think another show that is similar to this, to that show that I think I mentioned last week, it's called The Killing. Which was on AMC originally, and I think it still may be on Netflix. Netflix actually did the third season, which was like a truncated season. It was only six episodes, kind of just to wrap up the story. But the actor in that, Mireille Ainos, who plays the detective in that show, reminds me a lot, too, of Kate Winslet in this show. So, yeah, I love stories like that. I mean, they're hard to watch, man. I mean, imagine you being in those shoes, and that's where the show is really effective, because
right.
It makes you imagine being in these people's shoes, where, you know, what, one character's daughter's missing, the other one is dealing with, you know, the loss of their own child, you know,
yeah.
Now there's this murder mystery, and, you know, it just preys on people's worst fears. I mean, this could be your kid, you know, and
yep.
It's frightening.
Yep.
It's really frightening.
Yeah, they've succeeded in giving you felt life, you know, where you just really are absorbed into it and you're actually feeling what's going on or putting yourself...
Yeah, totally relatable.
Yep.
It's really,
That's
really well done.
Sign of a great show. Great writing,
I think
great acting.
Six episodes altogether. I'm not sure, though. I think six, maybe eight.
Yeah, no question about it. So, you recommended a couple of things. You know, Mayor of Easttown would be one of them, and there were a couple more. We've been watching almost. I also found the show called Cold Squad. It's a Canadian cop show from, I don't know, 10 years ago. It was eight seasons long, I know, but my favorite part of it is there's a cop, kind of a tough guy cop. He's an older guy, but he's still a tough guy. And basically, if the people he brings into custody don't behave, he basically says, yeah, keep it up and they'll never find your body. He's a tough guy all the way on that deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's there's some – streaming is nice because you don't have to record anything anymore. You don't have to mess around recording this, that, or the other thing. It's just going to be there anyway. So I do like that a lot.
Well, it allows you to find things. I mean, like you're saying, this Canadian show. You know, one thing that I find with Netflix, I mean, they got a lot of great British drama, British crime drama.
Yeah, they do. Yep.
There's a show called The Stranger on there, which was another murder mystery. And there were a couple actors that were familiar to me, but for the most part, they weren't. But, you know, so you can get these shows that obviously you would never get. I don't even know if you'd get them on cable, you know, back in the day. I mean, so... You know, you're just exposed to a wider range of talent that you normally wouldn't get otherwise. So, yeah, that's what's really cool about streaming. Is so you not only have tons of different streaming services to pay for.
Yeah, to pay for.
God knows that adds up. You know, it's effectively replaces. I think it's replacing cable, don't you think? I mean,
I think
cable is on in broadcast. I don't even know how much longer broadcast is going to last.
Yeah. What's the lyric? 200 stations and nothing's on. And that was in essence what cable was. Now
you
can pick the things that you're interested in. If you like that sports network, you got something to watch because you get all sorts of oddball sports there along with the mainstream ones.
I remember when I was a kid, the thing that you did was you just turn on, you know, Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon or whatever, and you would just watch whatever they showed all day. You know? Whatever was on at that time, that's what you watched. You didn't really ever pick and choose what you were going to watch unless you knew. It's like, okay, so it's like every week at 9 o'clock or whatever, Voyager would be on, and Mom would always watch Voyager. But you'd
call
have to
me
like,
out with my sci-fi geekiness.
You had to know the time. You had to know the day. You had to specifically sit down for that show. You know, it's just the format just doesn't really, I don't know. It's not convenient, and you don't really choose what you watch much of the time. So, I don't know.
It's really a culture shift in the 21st century.
Where
you're able to, now you're able to control what you watch. Mm-hmm. And you're not, even for that matter, even with regards to movie theaters, that I can't get that matinee, right? Jesus, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, oh, the theaters are closed. I still want to watch this movie that's out 2 weeks ago. So you pay your money, you watch it late at night, 5:30 in the morning when you get home from work. So this time shifting has really come full circle from VCRs and with a vengeance almost.
Well, Melissa and I, 90% of our TV watching, movie watching, I would say, is done between the hours of probably 9 p.m. and midnight. So if we didn't have the streaming options, we wouldn't watch anything.
No movies.
You're not going to go to the movie theater at 10 o'clock at night, even if you can. And very few shows are on at that time, except late night and that kind of stuff. But who's going
to
watch
that?
Remember
back in the day when you, this happened to me all the time, because I always would fall asleep with the television on. You wake up and the national anthem is playing.
Oh, yeah.
And broadcasting was done for the day.
We're done for the day.
Weird.
Or starting for the day.
That's true. I do remember that. One of my favorite things back in the TiVo days. TiVo was the first
love TiVo.
Program recording out. Remember they came and set it up in the house, and it was like, oh, my God.
And I remember TiVo thought we were Hispanic.
Yes, they thought we were Hispanic.
Kept on giving us
Spanish shows to watch.
Yeah,
TiVo thinks you'll watch this.
And an algorithm where it's like it tried to figure out what demographic you
like
were in, and then it would suggest shows.
They were in the Spanish language.
Yeah, for some reason it got the idea that we spoke Spanish.
Yeah.
Well, remember Patton Oswalt's great line, and I think King of Queens he was on at the time. He comes over and he's all upset, and his buddy goes, "What's the matter with you?" He goes, "What's the matter with me? TiVo thinks I'm gay."
So that's my game with YouTube. I pretty much watch only YouTube and YouTube videos, but I always like to mess with the recommended.
Yep.
And I watch something really bizarre, see what shows up, comes along in tow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they'll cancel. Now it's YouTube just cancels everything now. If they don't like what it says, they just get rid of it. They just get all those things, man. They're getting so filthy. What are we going to do about that?
No, there'll be another YouTube that shows up, or
exactly.
Vote for politicians that don't believe in
or that
freedom of speech.
Yeah, I suppose that is true, no doubt. You know, I got to bring up one thing. It's a rather serious subject, but my God, I just something just popped up on my screen here. I knew this had happened, but this could be a major problem. Did you see they have a picture in August of one of the jurors in the Chauvin case?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wearing a T-shirt that says, "Get your knee off our neck."
Oh, yeah, he perjured himself to the jury. It's been proven.
He lied on the questionnaire.
Yeah, so basically they're going to have to throw that verdict out.
Yep.
I'm confused. No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. One of the jurors lied during selection so he could get on the jury.
Lied about what?
They asked him if he had participated in any protests about Chauvin or something, and he had. He said he hadn't. And that is very not okay to do.
So we start over again.
What I'd like to know, though, is how does the jury
selection attorneys not check out their Facebook pages?
I know.
Yeah, that would be like the first thing
especially
I would
for
do.
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you would think that they'd be extremely vetted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting question. You know, just what is their responsibility with regards to vetting those jurors, or what is the court's responsibility of vetting the jurors?
Right.
I don't know who asks those questions.
Well, and it's like,
is it the judge?
There are actual jury selection like companies that's what they do. It's not the judge. No.
No.
The judge is there while they're questioning.
So you're called for jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
So when does this jury selection company come in?
Right away, before the trial begins.
And it's only on gigantic trials that have a lot of money. Most trials don't have, most of the time
it's like if it's such a localized interest thing, but it's like, you know, someone robbed their neighbor or whatever, and most people don't care. But things like this where it's national or international interest, they really have to be careful of vetting.
Oh god.
Well, and on that jury. From what I understand too, okay, so the prosecution was against Derek Chauvin, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So the prosecution had $20 million or something like that donated to it, and I don't know how many attorneys.
Yep, tons.
So Chauvin had to have whatever he could afford.
Right. Whatever the state, and like the a normal city might have been, city or state might have been responsible for that. You can't just. I don't know. I don't know who paid for that, but he was in their employ.
I assume they would.
Yeah,
but I'm sure that they didn't throw $20 million at him.
Well, no, I'm sure.
Well, that's the problem with our legal system in America right now. One side has all the money and the other side doesn't have any money.
But didn't you see this coming? I did.
Oh, yeah,
I thought there's going to definitely be somebody that's going to lie to get on this jury. Either side. I don't care what side you're on. I thought maybe there would be somebody who was like, I want to, you know.
I expected
jurors to come out and hate the cops.
Try to make themselves famous because they were a George Floyd trial juror.
That's exactly right.
But I didn't expect it to happen in like a week. Because this
guy's the only one that's spoken out so far.
So far, yes. But it was almost immediate. The trial was over, and it's been a month, and he's already making the rounds, going, "Hey, everybody, I'm the famous jury guy."
2 weeks.
It's like, why would you do that?
One of the alternates already came out immediately and said that they were shouldn't have taken as long as they did. That it was just a slam dunk. So, and that was like the next day.
Oh my God, nice jurors. I can't do this again.
I know.
What?
The whole thing.
The whole trial again.
Just don't watch it.
Just like I didn't watch it. I didn't watch any of it.
What's the reaction going to be if they drop this verdict?
Yeah, I stayed on social media.
Can they just drop the verdict?
You have to.
Can they wait until we moved? Because
I would think the only thing that they could do would be to come up on his appeal, because he's going to appeal it.
He should go to jail.
He is never going to go to jail.
He should absolutely go to jail. For what he did. Perjury
Ever goes to jail for anything like this.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even know why we have rules if there are no consequences.
He'll be even more famous. This juror is, so he's now in the limelight.
He's been going on talk shows talking about how he saved the world. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know that.
Andy Warhol himself.
Yeah. Basically, he's
great.
Yep. He could single-handedly be the guy that gets these.
Between Maxine Waters and them handing $27 million out right before the trial started.
President, people just need to shut the hell up.
Yeah. They really need to shut up.
Well, the president at least he didn't talk. Until the jury was sequestered.
Yeah, but still.
At least. But he shouldn't be. People shouldn't be. Politicians shouldn't be weighing in on the legal process.
Couldn't agree more. It's the legal system. Leave it alone. Shut up. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, right or wrong, no matter how much you hate Derek.
Yeah,
you hate his guts. You want him dead. You want to stab him yourself. He still has a right to legal process.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I don't understand why people just... Are people getting dumber by the day?
Yes.
They seem to be getting dumber by the minute.
Oh, my God. And our politicians are just, like, so stupid.
Yes,
it's just sickening.
Yeah, maybe we should start doing IQ tests, MMPIs, and,
Myers-Briggs
on all the people before you can run for office. I mean,
how about just a test? Can you get up and get dressed and get out of the house every day? You do that?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, God.
I don't know. It's just these people. Well, you know, and I blame it 100% on big tech and the politicians, because and the news media, of course. The news media is filthy in America now.
Absolutely.
Filthy.
That's who runs America, in my opinion.
Look, I don't even have a dog in this fight because I don't like Rudy Giuliani. I've met him a couple of times. I actually had dinner with him once years ago. He doesn't remember you. 5 minutes after you just sat and talked to him for 2 hours, he wouldn't remember you. That's just how he is.
I'm like that.
But that stuff that they made up about him in the newspapers and then tried to not apologize for, they finally have gotten around to saying we were wrong.
But then once it's out there
exactly,
forever.
Exactly, because the average person's not going to know that they ever apologize for
the retraction on page 97 of phone book.
They know very well that they can, retractions, no one reads them.
No question about it.
They don't read them. They don't see them.
Mm-mm.
No, that's very, very true. So I don't know what we're going to do. But like I said, between big tech and our legal system and our political system and our news media, I don't know what the hell we're going
to
do.
Yeah, you know, this might be coming to the head like the Teapot Dome scandal with big oil in the early 20th century
ago.
Late 19th century.
Teapot Dome was 1921 to 23.
Yeah, and the big oil, and that was the corruption and the graft associated with that.
Right.
So. You know, maybe we'll get us a big tech scandal,
I hope so.
A social media scandal.
We're in the middle of the scandal.
We're in the middle of effects of it, but we haven't been it hasn't been revealed to us.
Melinda Gates has had enough, I know that.
Can you imagine being married to somebody who thinks that just because I got a couple of, how many billions does he have?
137.
That he now knows everything about vaccinations, he's a doctor,
he knows everything
about everything. I can't even imagine.
Bill Gates has a God complex for sure.
Oh, he definitely does.
Like, you think Zuckerberg and Bezos have God complexes? No, Bill Gates has a God complex.
I heard he's just a horrible human being, really
hard
to get
along with. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yeah, once they get into that political arena God.
All right, just to get the pressure off Alex, we'll take a break and come back and talk a little Hollywood. Although they're filthy, too.
Yeah, there's no scum in Hollywood.
There's no scum in Hollywood at all. So I don't know where we're going to go, Alex.
Kate Winslet's
what the hell
are
you going to do?
How about if we talk about pet rescue?
Pet rescue.
We'll be right back with the family. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. Well, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. Made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable, you'll want to get some for the whole family, which is what we did. Call 1-800-516-5146 or use promo code Tom, of course. 1-800-516-5146. Use promo code Tom or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Tom. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 1-800-516-5146. Use promo code Tom. Dan Chesky is here from Dan's Southside Marine to talk boats in February.
2021 is all about boat inventory or the lack thereof. Dan's has what you're looking for in the color and model you want. So get in and take advantage of the factory incentives and discounts February offers.
Why should our listeners shop for a fishing boat at Dan's Southside Marine?
We have the latest models on display, like the new Revolution. It features rotational seating from Premier Marine. and the new Alumacraft FSX crossover fishing ski. Both are getting tons of attention and grabbing sales from the competition.
Dan's Southside Marine is packed with pontoons from Avalon, Berkshire, and Premier. With all the rebates and incentives we mentioned at the top, get the family out this weekend and come see these amazing pontoons.
And be sure to ask about custom-rigged Alumacraft fishing boats this weekend at Dan's Southside Marine during our February open house.
Dan's Southside Marine, 6 blocks west of 35W on 98th Street in Bloomington. Shop online at danssouthsidemarine.com.
There are definitely things to avoid during a Minnesota winter, like licking a flagpole or waiting too long to replace that car battery. But number one on the list is taking a chance on your furnace. Hey, Tom here for Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, reminding you that a furnace clean and tune will improve efficiency, reliability, and peace of mind. Or maybe it's time to take advantage of Sabre's rebates and upgrade to an energy-efficient Bryant system. Don't take chances on your comfort. Visit SabreHeating.com. Sabre and Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Do, do, do. So I was told Louis Anderson was making, trying to imitate me today.
He was.
What?
How did it go?
Who told you that?
Bilski.
Bilski.
Yes.
Although he said Michael Bryant.
We're making
better.
Dinner plans.
Oh, that, yeah, well, there is that. There is that, no question about it. So, Tim, what do you think? Should we just fold up the tent and just get rid of everybody and start all over?
I very much think so. I've said that before.
It might be time.
Let's just start the whole thing over.
Flood 2.0. Yeah.
Everybody yeah. is out of their mind.
Fold up the card table. Let's move to Idaho.
That's Ooh, basically what go. Melissa and I are going to do.
Coeur d'Alene, baby.
Coeur d'Alene. Yep.
Coeur d'Alene's beautiful.
Goodbye.
I'm just going to stay in my house and live my life. And
you're just going to lock the door?
No, I'm just going to continue to live as normal because...
Nothing you can do about it anyway.
Whatever. I'm fine.
It's true. No, I mean, it's all you can do. It's all you can do. Tim, how is it dealing with Hollywood these days? I mean, you do a lot of interviews with Hollywood figures. Is it harder? Is it the same? Is it easier?
I don't know. I mean, it's pretty much been the same for me all along. Look, the majority of the people that I deal with are publicists, studio publicists, personal publicists, and you know, for the most part, I mean, they're hardworking people. You know, yeah. they're the unsung heroes. They don't really get a lot of credit.
Right, that's true.
You know, so I mean, my view of those people have never really changed. I'm friends with some of them, you know. They're, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know, here's the thing. You know, you get a thing like the Academy Awards where you get the people squawking that are the most publicly known and well-known people. But the fact is that if movies go down, there are so many people, the unsung heroes, that mm-hmm. are going to be hurt by it, too. You know, the crafts. People,
the
all the, you know, the behind the scenes folks that are usually decent, hardworking people. So I guess what bothers me is that how so very few can literally wreck everything mm-hmm. for all the people that are just toiling, trying to make a living.
Well, this is probably delusionally optimistic, but maybe at some point we'll get to a point where we care more about the acting than the actor, and anyone can fill that role. Like stage, you know, on the stage. I mean, yeah, of course there are people that people worship in stage acting too, but for the most yeah. part, stage actors aren't these nationally famous
no.
people who can't even leave their house without paparazzi following them, and that would be nice to see in the movie industry too.
I agree with that. And there is, once again, having been in Hollywood, there are so many people with incredible talent.
Yeah, but no one cares.
That,
mm-hmm.
no, they can. You can run on that treadmill for 30 years, mm-hmm. never be seen, be as good as anybody currently on.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of actors out there who are so famous and people can't wait to snatch them up for their film, and they're not that good.
No, they're not.
It's brand loyalty. It's if they have that right look, the marketable
exactly.
look.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And it's a huge, huge amount of nepotism.
Oh, God.
I would say
oh,
that
God,
75%
yes.
of the actors
probably,
we're seeing now
yes.
are
yeah.
Siblings, mm-hmm. nephews, cousins, you know, sons, daughters of someone else who was regionally successful. And it just, that's, or the girlfriend of somebody, on and on and on and on. I just list them out. And that's just, that's what you're seeing. You're not getting true talent
kind of like this
through.
Podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, same so. Nepotism.
Just normal,
nepotism.
You know, just warm bodies.
That's why we're all here. It's nepotism.
Yeah,
I'm here just a warm body. But that's true. And if you really look at it, and no one says anything about that. I mean, the nepotism is like nauseating.
No, you're right about that.
It is interesting how much Hollywood can get away with that other industries, if they did that, people would be all mad. It's like everyone's so mad at the CEOs and the landlords and the bankers for having money and power. But then Hollywood actors have more money and power than any of those people. And everyone's just like, oh, that's, you know, they deserve that. They were in my favorite movie, so they should have $500 million. It's like, justify that stance. You can't.
Let's hit them with a little tax.
Occupy Hollywood.
God, yes. Yeah,
and, that is going to, they will never be taxed. Rest assured, they will not see any
That'd
tax
That'd be pretty
increase.
Easy to pass. Like, oh, some windfall thing. You sign a contract like a basketball player that's getting $200 million.
Right.
Just tax the crap out of that contract.
They should be
Same
taxed.
Thing with movies.
Yeah.
Then they should be happy to do it because they're the ones preaching.
That's true,
absolutely.
They are. That's
absolutely.
What they're saying.
Absolutely, do your share.
Yeah, they say it because they know it'll never happen to them. But I think, if a president ran on the platform of, 90% tax for actors, I'm all for it.
90%
take
tax.
Every last penny.
And Tim Lammers. Put him right in that.
He's Hollywood adjacent.
Hollywood adjacent.
Hollywood
close enough. Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Hollywood proximate.
That is so funny, though. Can you imagine that? Somebody, we're going to tax actors 90%. That person would be elected. Don't you think?
Well,
I think right now,
a lot
yes.
of people would like that.
They probably would. So, Tim, I have to ask you a question about acting these days, and particularly on TV shows, but it's in the movies, too. So I'm just going to read a paragraph. It has nothing to do with what I'm saying. I'm just going to read a paragraph in the acting style of 2021. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
CNN's Don Lemon let loose Monday in a lengthy rant aimed at his own colleague, CNN political commentator Rick Santorum. Response to come. What is with this no emotion whispering they all do?
Morose now? Business. I have no idea.
God, is it horrible.
Well, it's kind of reflected in the music, too.
Yes,
because,
absolutely.
You know, you listen, and I can't tell you I've listened to an entire song of hers, but isn't Billie Eilish kind of that morose?
We were just talking about her yesterday.
Downbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
She basically has no emotion when she sings.
And people, obviously, they're going crazy for it.
There's
a time and a place for everything. I would imagine it's what kind of mood you're feeling. But when that stuff is the downbeat, a downer all the time, morose all the time, I just don't get that.
Well, we're back to the Gen X, late 80s, early 90s, grunge, emo, goth, everything.
Oh, God, emo.
Everything is sad. Ugh. Everything is depressing,
Well, it's a reflection of the times, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, certainly.
Yeah. Your life in America is so bad, compared to anybody else in the world.
I know.
It is just.
Oh, bring it up again. Oh, speaking of you were talking about YouTube earlier.
Yeah.
They got rid of the one little article they had on this, but you notice you never see perception bias anymore referenced. Everything is either racist or homophobic or sexist or. They completely forget about perception bias, which is, again, a good example. My favorite example of perception bias is I played 18 holes of golf. For the first 17 holes of golf, I sucked. But on the 18th hole, I made a birdie. So my perception is, I'm a pretty good golfer. I made a birdie on my last hole. I'm getting better.
Yeah,
that's what we're going through right now, and they're trying to blame it on the world sucks, and this is horrible, and you're racist, and you're the none of it is true. Several black leaders have come out recently and said the United States is not a racist country, so stop saying it is, which I really admire because it takes a lot of seeds to do something like that.
And you look around, and you talk about we're talking about. Lethal racism.
Oh.
Lethal
racism.
Yeah.
No
They're
doubt about it.
Mowing them down in Myanmar. Got Africa cooking again. They couple of the stands are getting ready to go to full bore war. I mean, they're just, you don't look right. Oh, yeah, maybe we kill a few of you.
somebody just sent me a text message that said, yeah, I was throwing some darts, missed the entire target with most of them, but one I hit a bullseye, so that's the only one I remember. Is that perception bias? I said, yes, it is.
You talk about perception bias. One of the key things in surgery and medicine is that you do not remember your complications.
Really?
No, you have a tendency to erase them right out of your head. I mean, it is absolutely the truth. And people talk about that. Frequent surgeons will admit that. You just forget. You remember Jane and she had that bad infection? No. Oh, yeah, I guess I do. You just... and maybe because you have to do it because maybe an actor you do a couple of these crappy roles, you got to forget them so you can move on and maybe get that Academy Award.
You know why I think they don't use perception bias anymore and they'll go with racism and sexism and homophobia and all the rest of it?
Because it's easier for stupid people to process?
I couldn't agree more. That's the number one reason. Number two reason is because everyone has perception bias.
Well, yeah.
They do. Everyone has it. So they can't use that. I mean, if I have it, I can't use that against you.
And that's perception bias really is linked to racism, and it's two different things.
It's two completely different things.
So
there's tribalism. There's no doubt about that.
That's right.
There's no doubt. So racism, tribalism, and perception bias, they're three different things. So I don't know why they ever are allowed to do it. Well, I know why they were allowed to do it, because they sell a lot of commercials on the news when they talk about things like that. Mm-hmm. Get everybody all pissed off, and then of course the pharmaceutical companies come on and here, take this, you'll
calm you right down.
God, isn't that amazing?
Oh man, some of the ads for the drugs are getting so odd. And, you know, just if they got to start color coding them heavily, because I just need to go to my doctor and say, I want do I need the red and pink pill, or do I need the blue pill, or the blue and purple pill? You know, which of these pill combination colors do I need?
Yeah. So. To make a segue here, to cheer people up, so maybe, you know, Alex and Catherine will get off their phones while the show's on.
I'm actually reading a very interesting story that I want to talk about.
Okay, there we go. Just totally distracted. Don't worry about
it. The story of the Battle of Pueblo?
Yes.
It's the story of the Battle of Pueblo for tomorrow. That's exactly what it is.
Yep.
Anyway, so what's the story you want to talk about?
A woman that didn't know she was pregnant gave birth to a baby at 29 weeks on an airplane.
Yeah, the story's like 3 days old.
To Hawaii. I have not heard of this.
Oh, that sucks.
You haven't heard that story?
No.
I haven't.
And there was a physician and three NICU nurses on board.
Exactly.
Luckily.
They just happened to be on board the airplane.
And they kept the baby warm with hot water bottles, and they watched its blood oxygen level with an Apple Watch.
Oh.
And I know. Isn't that a great story?
Apple Watches can do SPO2. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like teeny tiny. And then the
29
the physician that... So she just like delivered the baby. And then he came up because there was a call that went over the loudspeaker. And he went up he was trained in wilderness medical training as well. And so he used shoelaces to tie the umbilical cord.
Oh, my God.
MacGyvered. They MacGyvered that baby.
And you don't need to tie the umbilical cord.
Technically,
they kept him stable for 3 hours.
Just get that placenta out. Thank God mom's okay.
Before they landed. Yeah, she didn't know she was pregnant. And all of a sudden, she's had a baby on an airplane.
She didn't know she was pregnant?
Let's just look at this. At
29 weeks.
Let's just reflect on this. If you are a little bit larger, sometimes you don't know you're pregnant.
That's exactly.
What about the lack of the menstrual period?
A lot of people have irregular periods.
Or no periods.
For 29 weeks?
At all. Some people don't. Yeah. Yep. If she was on like a certain type of birth control, some people never get a period. It's like.
Or if she just has bad nutrition or a thousand things.
Yeah.
Baby kicking.
Gas. Maybe they got bad gas. I mean, or they're in absolute denial over this. That's
I think it's
complete denial.
Yeah. There are so many signs.
Yeah.
Well, everybody on that show, I didn't know I was pregnant, is overweight, like pretty overweight.
They are,
Because it's just not, you know, like when you don't have a lot of fat there, it's very obvious and you feel everything and it's just a different situation. But if you have a lot of fat there, then it's.
Thank you.
But your fat isn't ever kicking you in the side.
But at 29 weeks, I mean, a baby's still tiny and yes, you feel them kick, but if you didn't know you were pregnant, I don't know if you would realize.
Yeah, it's, there's other pieces to this. There's psychiatric pieces to this that are real in these situations.
Yes.
I mean, you're absolutely right. In someone who isn't in denial or doesn't have other issues trying to deny this, yeah, of course, if she doesn't want to be pregnant, I'm not pregnant. I couldn't be pregnant. I couldn't be pregnant.
Yeah,
I
only had relations.
I only had unprotected relations once. I couldn't be pregnant. No, I can't be pregnant. I'm not going to be pregnant. I'm just not pregnant.
Yeah, because when you know you're pregnant and you're looking forward to the kicks and you're looking forward to the movements, every little thing is like, oh my gosh, there it is. But then if you're just like, nope, not a possibility, you're just, it doesn't register the same, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'd like to make an observation.
What's that?
Nothing against it. Nothing against the area I'm talking about. First time I opened my eyes, I looked around and saw Long Prairie, Minnesota. This kid looked around and saw Hawaii. It's not fair.
No, he was on an airplane. First time he opened his eyes.
There he is in Hawaii. Oh, this is what the whole world looks like. It looks like this, huh?
Nice.
And I'm not sure if she is from Hawaii or...
she's from... Was she from Utah originally?
Yeah, they're flying from Salt Lake City to Hawaii.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. Yeah. So good for her. The kid's happy and healthy.
Baby and mom are both doing great.
No, and then it's coming from Utah. You know, maybe she didn't. No, there's social pressure there. There might be a certain social cultural pressure that she shouldn't be pregnant. Oh. She's not married.
She lives in Utah, and she was traveling to Hawaii on vacation.
Wow.
God bless her. The kid's happy and healthy, so I'm glad to hear.
29 weeks, too, is like that's...
A boy or girl?
Boy. Raymond. Ramon.
Yeah,
I thought it said Raymond, but it's Ramon, I think.
Ramon, yeah.
Wait a second. They shouldn't have to keep the baby warm with bottles they put next to the mom.
That's true.
That doesn't make any
sense.
Yeah,
she's just holding it over a T-shirt with hot water bottles around it. I don't know why they would.
No, they should put it underneath the T-shirt and give this boy a bite to eat.
Yeah, I don't.
That's what you do.
Usually babies don't eat right away.
And you get on there. According to the doula, Ashley's doula,
you hold them there, but they don't usually nurse right away.
Baby can be born. Mom can pass out. Baby will crawl up to the breast to breastfeed.
Yeah, it's like a thing. If you just like set them near, they will inch up.
But there's
up
generally not a lot of feeding right away.
Well, and the baby that little usually can't breastfeed yet.
Yeah, but still, it'd be nose. I'd say that doesn't make any sense. Put it right
next
to her.
I know, the warm water bottle thing is a little weird.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
Maybe it's just like a little insurance policy.
Maybe.
So, Tim, did you always know when you were pregnant?
Yeah, well, no, I'm one of these people with all that fat there.
You could be kicked by a...
No, it's just gas. It's just gas.
You could be kicked by an MMA fighter, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Whack.
Oh, there's another story, Alex,
must be gas.
That a woman last year, that story came up because of that one, I think.
Okay.
She gave birth to one of her babies after 27 weeks, and the other one was born 87 days later.
Wow.
She had twins. One born 87 days before the other one.
Did she know?
You can look it up.
Did she know she had twins?
I believe so. I believe she did.
How does that work?
It's called something.
We're going down a very
strange.
Now we're going to get a weird pregnancy, weird delivery story.
My strange pregnancy.
Indeed.
Are they? Yeah, twins born 87 days apart.
When
in
was
Ireland.
This?
In Ireland.
Did she give birth to them?
That explains a lot.
I
was busy drinking.
Where was the baby
having a pint?
Delivered vaginally, or was it?
No, that was the first one.
Was it like this baby needs to get out of here because it's not doing well situation?
No, she may have conceived at two different times.
Oh, what do you think of that?
You've heard of Irish twins?
But
87
days? Once you're pregnant, you're not ovulating anymore.
Not nearly long
enough. Maybe she did. I mean,
some people get pregnant.
It's not a fail-safe system. God only knows it's
being pregnant is not a fail-safe system against getting pregnant again. Good to know.
They would know when the second one was born. It's just
gestational
age.
She went into labor with the first one, and then the contractions stopped, and they were like, oh, well, we'll see what happens. And then 3 months later, contractions started up again.
That is unbelievable, isn't it?
She could have had two placentas, two amniotic sacs.
I'm sure it was two placentas, because otherwise there was no way the baby would die in there.
Or two amniotic sacs as well. So it could be two separate systems.
Wow.
Yeah, if they're, yeah.
The world's a strange place.
It's certainly paternal getting twins, stranger.
Paternal twins, everything's separate, but identical twins, they're together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can be together, but they can be separate.
Well, yeah. There's actually seven different kinds of twin. But
yeah, true. Yeah.
Hardcore
yeah,
rules.
There's like, oh, my twins were INTJFPQR twins. I'm like, what does that mean?
Well, you guys have to remember the oddest set of twins, of course, were Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. they were the weirdest twins of all time.
Well, we gave all the genetic superiority to your brother, and yeah. you were all the crap that was left behind.
Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Was Joe Pesci considered for Danny DeVito's part, character?
That would have been a good one.
I don't know. DeVito was great, but could you imagine Pesci in that role?
He did nothing but complain and shoot people.
We get into a discussion of Joe Pesci being killed in mob movies, and I was talking to my buddy Tom Oslin, and he says, "Oh no, they shot him and put him in a grave." And I thought to myself, "No, that's not what happened in Goodfellas.
That was Casino.
And I said no. So I went back and watched that scene, and sure enough, he was just shot in the back room. Yeah.
It's odd, Ralph, that you bring that movie up because I watched a scene in Casino recently, maybe over the weekend, where he confronts De Niro's character in the desert, and Pesci is just as hateable in that movie as he is in Goodfellas. God, does he play hateable characters. Yeah. Just mean, spirited sons of, really, really bad guys.
And
that's a disturbing scene, though. The one that you're talking about where they bury him in the desert in Casino, that's a tough one to watch.
Hey, did you see in his current picture, Joe Pesci's current picture, he looks really rugged. I mean, rugged guy.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. Man, interesting looking guy. Very interesting looking.
What movie was it where he said, "Do I amuse you?"
I think that was Goodfellas.
I'm funny.
Do I amuse you? Yeah. Funny. Funny how?
Yeah. and also, in that club, a different scene, I believe, where Spider, played by Michael Imperioli, when he got him the drink, and then he said something really benign to Pesci's character. Yep. Pesci ended up shooting him in the feet, was it?
I think, he did.
He's such of a bastard in that movie.
Oh, he is
God,
a terrible
God, he was a bad
person.
Guy in that movie.
Yep, it's true.
But when he got whacked in that movie, it was a simple from behind. They whacked him, and then they rolled him up in the carpet. Remember, he thought he was going to become a made man?
Yep.
And in Casino, his demise is much, much uglier than that.
Yeah.
So, no question.
Well, great performances, though. There's no question about that.
All right, any suggestions on the way out? We got about a minute left. Anything I should be watching? Because we watch pretty much anything you recommend.
Oh boy, I'll try to have some for you on
Thursday.
Well, I was going to say I'm going to be on Friday this week because Wrath of Man, movie.
Wrath of Man.
There's an embargo on it, so I can't review it early. It lifts Thursday night, so I asked the crew if they can move it. So I will be on with you Friday. So hopefully I'll be able to recommend that movie to you. But Josh Hartnett's in that movie as well.
Yeah.
So I'm reviewing that one.
Josh Hartnett's in Wrath of Man?
Yeah.
Oh, God, wonderful. He's a great guy. Josh Hartnett's a really good guy.
My kid had the same manager as Josh Hartnett.
Oh, there you go. All right, Timmy, we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Friday.
Or Friday, excuse me. You're right. Sorry.
Well, we can talk Thursday. I mean, I can call you and just talk. If you want
me to just schmooze. I got no problem with that.
Senior Moment. Did you watch Senior Moment yet?
No, but I do want to see it. You're talking William Shatner and Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, yes. My God.
What could be better? Absolutely rent it on video on demand.
We'll
it
do it.
It is really a lot of fun.
We'll get it.
It's the lighthearted stuff you need to take yourself away from all this madness.
All right, Pally. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All righty. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks a lot. You too. We'll be back, hour two, and Kristen Burt will join us in the second hour.